Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at biblestudy.asbzone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study today. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have to conduct these studies in this way. We ask you to be with us, be with the technology, give us wisdom and understanding, be with those that hear us, and may this be a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's study is entitled Falling Away. Falling Away. Our verse for this study comes from 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 7. And at that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Falling away. Several kings get significant mention in the books of the Chronicles. And one such king is Asa, who is generally regarded as a very good king. But we have these kings that did so well for so long and messed up at the end. Now, in this case, the title Falling Away does not convey the same sense of apostasy as we might see in someone like, I don't know, Rehoboam, because Rehoboam went bad. Hezekiah had a moment. Uzziah had a moment. And Asa had a moment. And Asa's situation, if you really want to read his story, you should go to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. That's where his story begins, when his father dies, Abijah. And it tells us there that Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He took away the altars of strange gods, the high places, break down the images, cut the groves. Because there are a lot of other kings who did well, but did not destroy all of the false gods in the land, all of the idols that were in the land. He did good and he destroyed them. It says in verse 5, also he took away out of the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quiet before him. Okay. And he built fenced cities in Judah, and the land had rest, and he had no war in those years because the Lord gave him rest. So it shows that he did really well for quite a long time. And in fact, if you go into chapter 15, it tells us in chapter 15, verse 17, it says, but the high places were not taken away out of Israel. Now remember, he's king of Judah, so he took away the high places in Judah. He had control over that. He didn't have it in Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect all his days. Okay. Verse 17, remember that. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 17. That verse is God being very generous with him. Okay. Verse 19 says, and there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Now, Asa has a really good story. Again, if you go through chapter 14, chapter 15, he's doing really well. And in chapter 16, this is what happens. Right? Remember, 35 years, everything is good. In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah. to the intent that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel, and they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time, this is where our verse comes in, and at that time Hanani the seer came to Asa king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Because Syria was never a friend of Israel or Judah. Verse 8, Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. So he was rebuked by the prophet, a prophet that God sent, because that's how prophets work. Prophet that God sent. And instead of recognizing the mistake he had made after all of this time of peace because he had served God, here's what verse 10 tells us. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the acts of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease he sought not to the Lord, but to the physicians. And Asa slept with his fathers and died in the 140th year of his reign. And they buried him in his old sepulchres, which he had made for himself in the city of David, and laid him in the bed, which was filled with sweet odors and diverse kinds of spices prepared by the apothecary's art. And they made a very great burning for him. Yeah, that's how he ends. That's how he ends. Now, it doesn't say that he was apostate entirely in a spiritual sense. It doesn't give us the impression that he was lost, especially because we have that other verse that says that his heart was perfect before the Lord all his days. But he doesn't end in a good place. He started off really well, and that's what the prophet came and said to him. You started off well. You trusted in God before, and he saved you from a huge force, a force of 1 million plus chariots, 1,000 fighters. And here you had a much smaller force, and instead of praying to God for deliverance, you sent money not just from your house, your treasury, but from the Lord's treasury. Sure, you got relief in that instant, but to what avail? Then the prophet was like, well, it's wars you want, it's wars you'll have. The last time you prayed, you were delivered and you had peace. I encourage you to look at chapters 14, 15, and 16 of 2 Chronicles. And the reason that I bring this up now is we find ourselves in similar places very often. where we run into something at some point in our lives. We have no help but God. We seek Him. He works for us in a mighty way. A reformation is wrought in the life, and things go smoothly for a while. And then another crisis comes up. And this time we don't go to the Lord. This time we use our established procedures and processes. We pick a different path. And when we pick that path, it doesn't work the same way. Oh, we might solve the initial problem, but in moving away from trusting in God, we end up in a very different place. In a very different place. It's important for us to understand that our relationship with God needs to be consistent. If anything, we should be getting closer to Him and depending on Him more, not drifting away from Him. There are several kings of Judah that end up in very weird places. And you see how he got a disease. Think about this. This was in his 36th year that he had this conflict. He's rebuked. He gets mad, behaves poorly, and then 3 years later, he's diseased. This is the Lord giving him time. And then even in his disease, he seeks only to the physicians and not the Lord. He spent 2 more years in that, and then he died. He had a reign of 41 years. 41 years. 3 of them not in a good situation. 6 of them not in a good spiritual situation. Who knows that he couldn't have lived longer if he wasn't in this? His disease was exceeding great. But he fell away, and when rebuked, instead of being chastened and moving forward, he was angry and pursued a course so unlike his earlier years. He needed to have his heart continue to be perfect with the Lord. But it was not. And while he never appears to have reached Ahab status or Jeroboam status, he's not in a good place here. This is not how you want your story to end. This is not how I want my story to end. Okay? Hezekiah made a mistake, but Hezekiah came back more clearly. Uzziah made a mistake. Uzziah and Asa both end up in a very similar place in terms of their mistake. And both of their mistakes included or led to them having disease. In Uzziah's case, he had leprosy. In Asa's case, he was diseased in his feet. And they stayed in that situation. We don't see clear evidence of their repentance. And I'm not trying to say they didn't repent. I'm just trying to say that if you take Hezekiah, Asa, and Uzziah, in Hezekiah's case, repentance is clear and obvious. And in the other two cases, it's not. Disease is involved, and they ultimately die of the disease. May God grant us the grace to A, continue to grow in Him, and to turn all of our ways to Him, to always seek Him first, not last. And if we make a mistake, if we happen to pick a path that is not ideal or appropriate, when we are rebuked, may we be chastened. When someone comes or you hear that sermon, you read that passage, if in whatever way God chooses to alert us to our mistake, may we accept graciously what has been done and move in a better course, right? Hezekiah did that, and Jehoshaphat did that. These are people who made mistakes, But when a prophet came and pointed it out, they moved in a chastened direction. Right? Let us not compound our problems when we make an error and then are called on it. May we repent and turn away from it and pray that the Lord will be merciful to us. Our verse says in 2 Chronicles 16, verse 7, "And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, Because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand." Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy to us, your goodness and your love to us. We are grateful for these lessons that you provide us with in your word. Help us to not just see them as historical information, but as instruction for us in the present. Please bless us, Lord. Help us to be receptive to your word and to follow your counsel. And when all is said and done, please save us in your kingdom, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at biblequestions@asbzone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Google, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share His holy word.